Streets around First Niagara Center and some adjacent buildings are closed off to auto traffic. So too are the parking ramp next door to the First Niagara Center and some nearby parking lots. Those who want to attend are encouraged to get there as early as possible. As Buffalo Police Lieutenant Jeff Rinaldo explained, once the building is at capacity, there is no way to follow the event outside.
If at that point anybody that can't get inside the event because it's reached capacity, again, our best advice is going to be go somewhere. It will be televised live, I'm sure, by your folks. So our advice would be if you want to see it, go somewhere to watch it. There will not be a video board or any type of loudspeaker system outside, so you won't know what's going on inside.
Protesters will be allowed to gather across the street from the arena on Perry Street along the sidewalk at the HSBC atrium. Rinaldo says there will be a strong police presence to ensure the protests do not turn to criminal activity. Police are offering updates throughout the day on their official Twitter account, @BPDAlerts. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.